As I said, we're talking to Wayne Duvenage from OUTA. Now, South Africans have to get ready, or I should say they have been getting ready, for a massive fuel price increase that would be coming through tonight, midnight, as the petrol levy cut falls from 1.50 a litre to 75 cents, and petrol prices will be hiked by 2.37 for 93 octane, 2.57 for 95 octane a litre, and diesel will rise by 2.31 a litre as well. And at the same time, there's still no word on the future of the Gauteng e-toll system, with the possibility of a Gauteng fuel levy to pay for e-tolls having been taken off the table. And this afternoon, as I said, we're discussing this with OUTA, and Wayne Duvenage is talking to us this afternoon. Wayne, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon. It's very nice to be with you today.
And before we go further, I know you probably want to shoot me if I've said your surname incorrectly, because I usually get confused between you and Professor I think the university in the Free State, because you have the similar spelling, but the names are pronounced totally differently.
Yeah, look, I really don't mind. Living in South Africa, as diverse as we are, whether there's an Afrikaans version or an English or a French version, it doesn't bother me. So it's Duvenage, normally the Afrikaans version is Duvenhage, it's got an H.
Yes.
But no problem, I don't sweat about that stuff, that's small stuff.
As long as we call you by your first name correctly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you, Wayne. So your response to the announcement of the large fuel price, or the heavy fuel price increases that will come effect tomorrow night, what do you have to say?
Well, firstly, yeah, it's from tomorrow night, not midnight tonight, midnight tomorrow.
Oh, yes,
night.
Tomorrow. Yes, I beg your pardon.
It's a case of it is what it is for a couple of reasons. So, firstly, we had hoped the minister would extend that 1.50 that holiday that he was giving on the fuel levy for another month. He's done it for 3 months, and that wasn't to be, although he's not taking it all away. He's only taking 75 cents away, and then next month the other 75 cents will come back, and we'll go back to 3.85 per litre just for the fuel levy component. And that's the one component that government has some flexibility on. And with the increase of petrol up to 22 rand a couple of months ago, the minister felt it would be wise to ease that cushion, that blow. Now, that's the first time they've ever manipulated the fuel price to relieve pressure on society. So, well done to them on that. But now we're pushing close to 27 rand, and they couldn't bring themselves to keep that reprieve going. And I guess it's a case of, where's the money going to come from? This is a 90 billion rand a year that they get from this fuel levy. And every month they would drop it by 1.50 rand. It's a 2.8, nearly 3 billion rand a month impact on that.
Yes.
So it's, government's caught between a rock and a hard place. But our view is this, that they need to look introspectively to tighten the belts of government. There's a lot of waste in government. There's a lot of expenditure perks and areas where we believe government has lent heavily on the taxpayer for a long time now. And it's a crisis like these that government should be seizing to reduce the cost of government on society. But they just keep making it very difficult to do so.
All right. So looking at this, will this not now be, the last straw on the donkey or camel's back, and many South African businesses and households particularly, because we've seen the taxi fares are going to go up by 5 rand. And I'm sure now with this major hike, they're going to look at maybe putting it up further.
Yeah, look, where is the last straw breaking point? I mean, when the petrol price went over 15 rand a litre a couple of years ago, that was the breaking point. Everybody said, the same outrage that we're having now was then. Then it went over 20 rand. Now we're getting to 30 rand. It's just extremely heavy. In a country where South Africans rely on vehicle transport. We have not built a good public transport system and trains and monorails and other options. So we are captive to roads. We are captive to fossil fuel burning vehicles, whether it's a taxi to commute. Even PRASA has dropped the ball big time. We don't have the metro rail type of commuting abilities anymore. So it's just so sad that everybody is impacted. The other impact is that Transnet has dropped the ball so so big in the last two decades that we don't move as much as we used to by rail.
Yes.
Because of all the corruption and the maladministration and the inefficiencies that government departments have when it comes to managing complex businesses like rail and airlines and so forth. So unfortunately, there again, all our goods have moved from rail to road. Road is impacted by petrol and diesel. So we suffer a double blow, whether you're commuting, whether you're driving on car, whether you want to go on holiday to work or get goods to and from markets. It's impacting us everywhere, and the knock-on effect on inflation is going to be big.
Mm-hmm. So looking at this, is there any way to maybe soften the blow?
Well, government could if they again found the savings, will keep the fuel levy down, but they've chosen not to go that route. So softening the blow now comes to an internal perspective. What do we do as individuals? And the only answers we've got to that is the answer that every consumer economist will tell you. We've got to reduce our reliance on petrol, and that is carpooling, that is more remote working if you can, that is cutting back on holidays, travel, because travel is what we will need to do. And that's now going to impact on the tourism industry.
But absolutely.
It's just going to, it has a ripple effect like you cannot believe.
Yeah, true. So while the fuel price escalated by over 50% in just 1 year, there's still no news with regards to the Gauteng e-toll system. And Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula promised a solution to be announced by October. Do you think he's going to deliver?
Well, he hasn't delivered on any one of his promises. And I can tell you there's probably been about six promises that an announcement on the alternative to the e-toll issue would have been announced, and he's missed every one of them. Now we think that's because they've been procrastinating and contemplating the various options. We know that the last option they were going to introduce was an increase in the fuel levy. Now with these current high prices, that horse has bolted. We believe they're going to find it very difficult to say, oh, and by the way, while fuel's so high, we're adding another 30 cents to cover the cost of the e-toll problem. They've now got to find the funds within the fiscus, which is what we've said all along. And what we've also said all along, we keep reminding government, when we said 10 years ago, add 10 cents to the fuel levy back then, had they done so when the fuel price was, the levy was around 1 rand 15 or 20 cents, you would have already paid for these Gauteng freeway improvement bonds. Now you want to come 10 years later and say, okay, now we'll listen to you, we'll apply that plan. Well, it's three times that price now, and that's a bad idea. But in any case, government, you've increased the fuel levy not by 10 cents that we asked. You've increased it over the last 10 years by 2 rand and 7 cents. So you've got the money, it's in your coffers, so allocate the funds from the fuel levies that you're already getting. And we have to also remind them they've already been doing that for the past 6 years. So why do they have to go and increase the fuel levy again? We don't know, but obviously if they do, it's just because they need more money, and that would be the worst decision they could make.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Much appreciated. And we're all going to feel our belts tightening even further if there's any notches left to tighten.
Exactly. Very tough at the moment.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Pleasure.